Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Ayin Ches, the last daf here discussing the sugyas of Gilui as we continue in our discussion of Mayim Gluyim relating to the back to the Mishnah where we spoke about what to do with Mayim Gluyim and the Truma issue. So we are on Ayin Zayin Mavez. And we spoke about different heterim. When are you allowed? When are you not allowed? What if the wine is fermenting? What if there's a lot of wine that, or water that it fell into? What if it's still dripping in? That was the last thing we said, that one of the Amoraim was walking and he saw a little puddle, but it was dripping water into it, so therefore it was not a problem. There's no problem of Gilui there. So Ad Heichan, four lines from the bottom. Ad Heichan, until where? Until where? Unclear exactly what this is referring to. A couple of pshatim in the Mefarshim here. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wonders, Ad Heichan, is how long do they have to be dripping? Right? How much drip on them? The Marafolda seems to say, you know, how much in terms of it becoming muddy, and then the snake wouldn't be interested in that type of water. So the two answers, and again, according to each pshat, Rav Bamana Bar Tanchu Mishem Rabbi Chanina Ad Kadesha Tafuach HaKaris. What does that mean? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says karis is a type of vegetable. She shir she tudach she taduach hakarsi v'min yerek b'mayim ha-metaftafin. Enough drip that it's enough to wash off this vegetable. That's one pshat. Or Rav Blazer Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Ad Kadesha Ya'asu k'yeyasu k'ragle avaz. Enough drip that it makes a hole that looks like goose feet, right? You have this like a little the toes of the goose. So if it makes a hole that deep, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, shebishosh shematavtefes atipa l'toch hamayim nasa kimin guma. It makes like a hole. V'amayim is pashtim lakan lakan, and the water goes in two directions, like the toes of a goose. Karagli avaz. Again, the Marafold and others say no. This is talking about the level of mud that it has to drip into when the snake won't be interested. Tafuach hakaris. It says Marafolda says karis is some type of irrigation pit. So enough mud that the irrigation pit is overflowing. Or shekadeshiyasa ragle avaz. Again, a different pshat, that enough that the goose would have to float instead of walk. Right, karagle avaz, enough to cover the legs. Again, different pshat of exactly how much has to be splashing down. One more line related to this. Amar Yaakov Aracha, Mikivan Shehuter Ma Shebesadeh, Huter Ma Shebebais. Going with the Marafolda pshat, that in terms of the mud, that enough dripping that outside the ground turns to mud. So once it turns to mud outside, we assume that also liquid on the floor inside is also going to be a problem, because the mud would be, you would walk inside, and therefore you wouldn't be worried about snakes inside or outside. Okay. Period. Tani Ravoshia. Ravoshia says the following brisa. Hagiluyim noagin bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz bein b'yemos hacham bein b'yemos hagshamim. Rav Oshia says giluyim mayim gluyim is knowing everywhere in the world, Eretz Yisrael or chutz la'aretz, summer or winter. Right. So what is the chiddush of this Rav Oshia? So some say, the Ras Tirlio says maybe, the Marafolda says yes, that this opinion is arguing on everything we've said the past two daf, and that, or the past daf, and that is even in the rainy season you have to be nervous. Right, even if it's dripping, and even if there are big puddles, that's what it means. Baby mosak shamim, even mosak shamim, you still have to be worried. Right, the Marasilio. Efshar depolig al kolhani delael. It's possible that this brisa is arguing on everything before. The Marafolda doesn't say the efshar; he just says upolig. Upalig amarai delael, that it's arguing even in the rainy season, maybe with his dripping. I'm still nervous that there will be snakes that will cause problems. The other line, though, is a little more difficult even. Bein bar is bein mechutz laretz. What's the hava meaning to be mechalik? Right? You have this line, this type of line you have in the Mishnayis and Meseches Chulin. Reishis hakeis, noeg, kisi adam, bein bar is bein mechutz laretz. When it comes to mitzvahs, you could talk about that. There are certain mitzvahs that we know that are connected to the land, right? So those are obviously mitzvahs of tulias baretz. And even other mitzvahs, we know there are certain mitzvahs that are not connected to the land that are also only for Eretz Yisrael. But this is Mishum Sakana. What, is this just saying that you should know that there are snakes in Chutz Laretz too? you know, what exactly is the message here? So the Pri Chadash is quoted. The Pri Chadash, one of the classic commentaries in Yerodea, Kufta Zayin. I'll read it from the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef, the Chida, in his commentary on Yerodea, Kufta Zayin, he quotes this Birkei Yosef also. He says, he starts off in Oz Beis. He says, Yerushalmi Paraches de Trumas. He starts off with our Yerushalmi, right? Kufta Zayin is the Siman Shulchan Aruch that we've quoted, all about Mayim Gluyim and the Sakana issues. So he starts off with this Yerushalmi. And he says, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Ba'chutzlaretz, because of Arav Pri Chadash, what's the Chiddush? The Lo Tema, don't say, since we learned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, since we learned in the Pirkei Avos in the fifth parak, that one of the Nisim that happened in the Yerushalayim, right, remember that Mishnah, versions of Pirkei Avos, but the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisim Nasal Avoseda Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 miracles that happened to our forefathers of the Beis HaMikdash, right? A woman never miscarried from smelling the meat. The meat never went bad. There were never any zvuvim, bugs, all the different nisim. The wind never blew the fire. The fire never went out. They stood up and there were no room. And they opened them zvuvim, shachim, and revachim. But the second to last one. V'lo hizik nachash va'akrav b'Yerushalayim me'olam. A snake and scorpion never damaged anybody, never hurt anybody in Yerushalayim, I guess during the time of Aliyah Regel. They never hurt anybody. So you have that Mishnah, that don't worry about snakes and scorpions. So, Im Kain, Eino Noheg Din Gilui be Yerushalayim. So you might think, don't worry about Mayim Gluyim. If you have Mayim Gluyim that are left over in Yerushalayim, it says nobody, there was never a problem. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush here. Heicha Dekfiyah Hezekah Shaini Delo Samchinen Anisa. Ein Somchen Alanes. And therefore, even though it never happened, but if you have Mayim Gluyim in Yerushalayim, you have to throw it out. Inami, Imkain, I'm sorry, Hanes Hazeh, Bima, She'inan, Mashe, Inan Yerushalayim, Yecholon Lizar. Okay, so the Pri Chadash says that has to do with that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you still have to, that's the Chiddush. So the other Mefarshim are not so keen on this Pshat. First of all, it should be Bain be Yerushalayim, Bain by the rest of Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, Bain Ba'aretz, Bain B'chutz La'aretz? What does that have to be? Amai Naktu Reb Oshia, Hagluya Noagin Barz B'chutz La'aretz, Avalei Bain Yerushalayim, Bain B'shar Ha'aratzos, Kivan Delo Asa El La'afuke, Mai Detznan, Lohizak Nachash Acha B'Yerushalayim, Demuchachta Neis Lohaya El B'Yerushalayim, Because of Yavetz Beitz Avos. But this is an interesting suggestion that he has, that Ein Somchen Al Anes, even though you have these nisim that took place. Israel Rabbi Lau, in his Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, what is this Mishnah doing in Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos is all about teaching us to be good people and perfecting our religious personality. Every Mishnah teaches us about midos. And then you have this, and this parak is all about numbers. Remember, four of these and ten of these, and so certain Mishnayos in this parak, you have to ask, what is it teaching us? Hashem created the world with 10 ma'amaros. What is that teaching us? Right? The answer is, we also have to be creators. And we also have to know that creation takes time, and it's a process, and it's not all a one-time thing. So every Mishnah teaches us something. So what about this Mishnah? This Mishnah, the 10 Nisim, we're not doing miracles. Right? Just to say thank you, Hashem. Right? So what exactly is the message of this Mishnah? So he says, Matzorech, he says, Nisim shenasu la'avoseinu. He says, L'shelazu, he says, Hisyachsu b'farshim rabim. Many b'farshim deal with this issue of what the message is. But it is, Nisim shenasu la'avoseinu sheyikhu mehem musr. Obviously, we're supposed to learn something, a message from all of these Nisim. Because a Nis, if you remember, it says Rabbi Lau, is from the word banner, right? Tekab b'shofar gadol l'chiriseinu v'sa neis l'kabes. Neis is not just a miracle, but it's also a banner, a flag. So we have to recognize the flag that Hashem is waving through doing this neis and figure out what the message is for us. Kedesh yiru osam avoseinu v'yilmudu mehem musar. Kedesh b'nei Yisrael yizbonenu b'nisim v'yafiku mehem lekach tov. Yilmudu mehem osam ofes v'chulu. And that's why this is the Pirkei Avos. We're supposed to learn from the nisim, obviously, not just say Hashem, wow, amazing. We have to learn from the nisim. So that's where you have to learn, talk about all of the, go through each one of these nisim in order to learn the message. So what about this one? What about this? Not going to talk about all 10, but what about this one? Lo hizik nachash va'akar of Yerushalayim e'olam. So it says this is number nine on the list, as I said. Number nine, haneset shi ira lo rak be'beis hamikdash el Yerushalayim rabasi Yerushalayim harib savivla lofi atanaim hageografiim shela svivoseha moados lachil nachashim akrabim. There should be snakes and scorpions right in this topography and in this area. Achein hayu nachashim Yerushalayim. Right, it's just that the bite didn't hurt or damage. It doesn't say lohichish. It doesn't say it didn't bite. It didn't damage. Heim hayu machishim. Ach pikiyasam lohaisa ra'a. Right, that's zehaya neis gadol yoter. Im adam klalo ninshach. If a person wasn't bitten, so obviously he wasn't bitten, he's not going to get hurt. But the Tana is madgish that there were snakes and scorpions, but their bite didn't hurt, and that was the appreciation of that nace. And then he discusses maybe this nachash nakrav symbolizes the yetzahara, and therefore the nechash yetzahara who amalach amavus. So the nachash is the yetzahara. So the power of Yerushalayim at that time was such inspiration. So even if there was a little yetzahara trying to bite you, it didn't affect you. Lo nachash, the lo hizik, there was no hezik, right? And that's what we have to realize, what we're missing and what we're lacking, and that's what we have to daven for. Right? One of the messages of Yerushalayim Habnuya, as the Psukim described by Maaser Sheni, when we go into, we get Yerushalayim from Yerushalayim. So that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that the Pri Chadash relates to our Brisa. Av Rav Moshe, that Mayim Galuyim is noheg everywhere. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Rambam Tahara. Nikurei Te'enim. So we have the next part of the Mishnah spoke about. It's not only liquids, but also solids. Solids that have punctures in them, like Nikurei Te'enim, punctures in figs, they have to be worried about. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Marpazi. So now Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi is about to limit everything in the past three daf. Yehuda Pazi says, maybe the whole world of gluyim is only according to one Tana. And everybody else doesn't hold of it. Man Tana Nikurin. Who is the one who says, Nikurin, that punctures is an issue, or we might add gluyim is an issue? Rabban Gamliel. It's only Rabban Gamliel. The Rabban Gamliel Omer Afanachesh Shehu Meki. What is that Rabban Gamliel talking about? So that's on a Mishnah in Meseches Para. Meseches Para talks all about, as we know, the rules and regulations of the Paraduma, and not just of the Paraduma, of everything that was used in the process of the Tara. And part of that, as we know, was the water, the mei efer para, special water that you took, and then you mixed it with dirt from the azara, you mixed it all together, right? So the mei para. So there was special standards for that para, for that water, and for the ashes, and for the animal. So the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Para talks all about the details. One of the psulim is if an animal drank from the water. If the animal drank from the water that you're going to use for the paraduma, that passels it. Why? Because we assume when an animal drinks, it backwashes. It drinks a little bit, and then some of the saliva of the animal goes back into the water, and it's disgusting. So you can't use this paraduma water. So that's what the Mishnah says there. Are there certain animals that backwash and certain animals that don't backwash? So the Mishnah says, Shasas, this is Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, Shasas mean behema ochaya psulin. Any behema or chaya, pasal, because it goes back, they backwash and it gets mixed into the water. Kala ofos poselin chutz min ayona. But if a dove, if a yona drinks from it, a dove doesn't backwash. So that's why it's okay. If a dove drinks from this water, it's okay. Bebeshi motzeses. It just sucks up the water and doesn't backwash. It's very careful. Very careful. Kala shrutzim ena poselim. But a sheretz, those little creepy crawlies, they don't pasal, because none of them backwash. Chutz min achulda, the weasel. Bebreshi malakas. I'm translating according to our translations. Bebreshi malakas, because the weasel laps it up with its tongue, and the tongue goes in, and fine. Rebbe Gamliel omer af hanachash. Anachash also, you have to be nervous. Anachash is backwashes. And therefore, if a snake drinks from this water, so then not allowed. Bebnei shehi mekiyah, because the nachash is meki and it backwashes into the paraduma. And we pass in that way. V'chein halacha. So our Gemara says maybe the whole issue of Mayim Gluyim is only according to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is the one that says that a snake backwashes. So he spits stuff out when he drinks. So maybe the whole Mayim Gluyim about spitting out venom is only according to Rabbi Gamliel. Because you see in Hilchos Parat Duma, he's the one that says you have to be worried about the snake spitting out. But all the other Tanaim are not worried about that. So is that possible? That all of these, all of the issue of Mayim Gluyim is only based on one Tana? So that's back to our Gemara now. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, Man Tana Nekurin, who's the one that says you have to be nervous? Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel Amar, Af Hanachash, Shehu Meki. Anachash is Meki. He spits out. For a moment, look at the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah points out that the Tana Kama doesn't say this. So he notes, Are Yerushalmi? And then he says, V'avagadulinin Gilui Mashkin Chayshina L'kuli Amalaka. Sakana Shaini. So he already quotes the Maskana of our Gemara, the next line of the Gemara that we didn't read yet. You know what? Let's read it first, and then we'll get back to that. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, no, no, no. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, sorry. Ma afalchlan mitzvahs gabi nikurin. What are you comparing mitzvahs to nikurin? The mitzvah paraduma, don't compare that to an issue of nikurim, of mayim gluyim. Meaning, don't compare. This is an issue of sakana. Right? And it's dangerous. You can't always compare different areas of halacha. Velochin tani, don't we have a similar discussion? We have a brisa that says, Rot, sipar nikaris betaina, we had this before. If you see a bird that's pecking at a fig, va'achbar b'avatiach, or an achbar by an avatiach, hareza aser, if you see pecks and nibbles in a fig, so you might say, oh, I see the bird doing it, so it must have been from the bird. So it's not a problem of nikurin. It's not a problem of a snake. No, no, no. You have to be choshesh that mamish at that spot, a snake had earlier nibbled, and now the bird is getting in that spot. So ani omer makam anekarachlu. You have to be worried that in that exact spot, that's where a snake had earlier nibbled. Va'ama Rebbe Ba, and Rebbe Ba had made the same comment about that brisa that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi made about our Mishnah. Oh, dehu amar nachash chozu umeki. Maybe that brisa is only because, like Rabbi Gamliel, who says you have to be worried about the snake spitting out, so maybe he's the only one that says that. But amar Rabbi Yonah, and Rabbi Yonah answered Rabbi Ba there too. Same thing that Rabbi Yonah answered Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi here. Ma afchi lon lemitzvos gabi nikurin. What are you mixing and matching? What are you saying? The paraduma rules are the same as the mayim gluyim rules? Not true. And that's what the Tiferes Yisrael comments on that Mishnah in Para. V'yavagav delinyin gilui mashkin chayshin and lukuli amalahaka. Even though regarding mayim gluyim, everybody's choshesh. Sakana shiny. You might have a machlokas tanam regarding paraduma. Whether you think that the snake puts stuff back in, but regarding sakani, you're not taking any chances, right? It's a higher chash. Let's just continue. We're in the middle of a sentence. Ulainian treifa, and also this, I'll show you. I'll prove to you that there are different standards here. Ulainian treifa, I'm Rabbi Ba, and you yourself, Rabbi Ba is the one that made this comment. Rabbi Ba is the one that said, "Oh, maybe it's like Rabbi Gamliel, nachash chozer umeki." But the Gemara keeps saying that it's not true. Rabbi Ba, you yourself are a mechalik. V'yomer Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabban in the Taman. The Rabbi Ba quoted the rabbis from there, meaning Bavel, Shchata v'chatvu ze'evim b'nei me'ehal. You checked an animal, and you're about to check the inside of the animal for a treifas. And all of a sudden, a wolf comes by, or an animal comes by, and grabs the innards of the animal and runs off. So you weren't able to check the intestines to know if it was kosher or not. So what's the halacha? And then maybe afterwards you find it and you see bite marks. You see bite marks in the B'nai Me'ayim. So do you have to be nervous that there were these cuts in the animal before you shechted it? And then it's a treifa? Or can you say, look, I saw a wolf take it now, so it happened after the shechita, so there's no problems. You know what you can assume? You can assume it happened now. Ksheira. Why? Shecheskas B'nai Me'ayim kosher. Because you could assume that B'nai Me'ayim are kosher. See, even though you see the wolf made these marks, you're not choshesh that there was a problem beforehand. You assume it happened now. V'chash lo mar shema nikvu. Maybe you should be worried. Maybe you had a hole beforehand. But you're not worried about that. Cheskas b'nei me'ayim kosher. You can assume it's all good. And it only happened now. V'hachat amar hachin. And what about here? What about our brisa here? About ruat sipar no keres? You see the bird and you say, oh, you have to be worried that at that spot the snake took a bite beforehand. So you see there's a chilik. So the answer must be, chomer hu basakanas nefashas. It's a chumra by bikuach nefesh. And therefore, v'yerdu b'nikurin k'rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbanon by para aduma will go down like Rabbi Gamliel, meaning the whole like Rabbi Gamliel. And don't tell me that, oh, this whole sugya is only like Rabbi Gamliel over there. No, everybody would agree, because here it's a different area of halacha. And as we know, you can't compare areas of halacha one to the other. Right? Sometimes the Gemara says, Mamona me isura lo yafinan, knasa mi mamona lo yafinan. There are different areas of halacha. Remember the Vilna Gaon in Adaras Eliyahu, right? That was put together by his Talmidim. The Gra didn't write too much by himself. Most of what we have from the Gra are from Talmidim, especially the Svarim and Chumash, the Kol Eliyahu, the Adaras Eliyahu. So the Gra notes that the Pasuk in Shoftim says that when we go to the Bezdin and we have any questions about Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. Right? If you have a question about blood, about Negoim, so on that, the Gra, just very quickly, right, one line says, doesn't like broadcast it, but he says it, that there are six answers to every halacha question. Right? There are six answers you can get, one of six words. And he says it's really divided up into three areas of halacha. Three areas of halacha. Dam ladam, din ladin, dam ladam is isur v'heter, din ladin is dinim amanus, and nega lanega is tumah v'tahara. Right? So those are the three areas of halacha that we have in Torah. And the Gemara sometimes says, you can't be mamona mi isura lo yafinan. As here we just said, sakanta mi rest of the Torah lo yafinan. But the Gemara says, every answer is either asur mutter, chayiv pater, tamei tahar. One of those six words. Every single question that we ask is one of those six words. Sometimes the rabbi will say, it's better not to, but that's because of chashash isur. That's an expansion of isur. But every halakha question has one of those six words. Tamei tar, asur mutter, chayiv pater. But again, there's three different areas of halakha. So you can't mix and match. Even though, this was always balanced with, even though we also know the Torah is all one big unit. The Torah is all one unit, and we do learn out one area from the other area. Right? We can learn out that the Mishkan boards have to be standing up from the... We learn that the Dalet Minim have to be standing up astray. You have to hold it. Kedera Kedei Lasan because of the Mishkan. Atei Shittim Omdim. We do quote areas of halacha that seem to have no connection because, in a certain sense, all of Torah is one unit. That Lashon comes from a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin in the 7th Perek discusses asking shilas. You should not supposed to ask a shiloh to a rabbi that has no relevance to, unless you give him warning. You have no, right? What if it's Erev Pesach and you say, I have a sukkahs question, is that okay? Like, you could give warning, but it's not appropriate in the middle, he's giving a shiur on Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach. During Shabbos HaGadol, somebody raises their hand and says, you know, what do on Erev Tisha B'Av, you know, after Chatzos, it's not appropriate, right? His head is not there, and it's not appropriate. That's the discussion in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin. Ein shoalim ela b'inyan, right? You're supposed to ask appropriate questions. V'lo yishal ha-shoal b'inyan yatir mishalosh halachos, yotir mishalosh halachos, echad shoal v'echad shalom, right? Echad shoal v'echad amar shalom l'shon, neskachan l'shoal. V'ashoal ma'isa tzorach shiomer ma'isa ani shoal. If you're asking halacha ma'isa, you should let the rabbi know, because there might be a different answer to lamdis and lamaisa. If you're asking a question, and it happens sometimes, somebody will ask you a question in the Beis Medrash, and you give an answer, you're like, so this is what I should do? Like, oh, wait. This is what you want to actually do? This is like lamaisa? I got to think about that more. So there's a difference between in the Beis Medrash. That's what it says. And then the Gemara, the Tosefta says, v'ashoel ki'inyin, v'ashoel shelo ki'inyin. Two people come to ask kashas the week before Pesach, one about Pesach, one about Sukkos. So which question is answered first? The opposing answer is the irrelevant one first. Meshivan says shoal ke'inyan. Vashol shalo ke'inyan. Sorak sheyomar shalo ke'inyan sha'alti. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Meir says you got to kind of ask mechila. Right? I didn't give you a heads up. It doesn't mean it's us or just got to give a heads up. Vachachamim omrim ain't sorak. He doesn't have to ask mechila. Maybe it's not the thing that should be done, but you don't have to ask mechila. Shekol ha-Torah inyan echad. Because what do you mean it's not ke'inyan? All of Torah is connected. Right, you're asking Pesach and Sukkot and Tisha B'Av. It's Torah. Torah is Torah. Right? So all of Torah is one inyan. That lashon comes from this chachamim that says you don't have to ask forgiveness because it's called Torah kulin yechad. It doesn't say that the chachamim argue in terms of what you should answer first, but at least in terms of the forgiveness, he says that you don't have to. But again, that's where the lashon comes from. But again, this is the background a little bit to the balance of there are different areas of halacha, as we know from the Gra, and from the Gemara. Mamona, Isura, Knasa, Tumavatara, right? There are many different areas of halacha, even though there's a larger framework, obviously, of Kol HaTorah Kula in Yenechad. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tani on top. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ochel Adam Te'inim Banavim Balayla. The Eino Choshish. A person, what if it's at night, in the days of old where there's no electricity, you get hungry for a midnight snack, and you reach and you have a fruit, but you can't really see the fruit. Do you have to be nervous without seeing the fruit clearly that there are bite marks? Nikurin, no, you don't have to be worried about it. Shenemar, Shomer Psalm Hashem. As we know, the pasuk in Tehillim and the principle that we've spoken about the past couple of days, that there's certain behavior that is accepted risk factor. And therefore, you want to eat something at night, people do that. Reb Yonah B'Shem Rav. Fish. We haven't spoken about fish yet. Bite marks in fish. Do you have to be worried that there's a type of animal that took a bite of the fish and deposited some venom in there? So, dog nikar asur. Dog that has a dog, a fish that has bite marks is asur. Reb Chizki of Tevi B'Shem Rav. It depends. Dog nikar chai. If it's a live fish, then asur, then the whole fish is asur. Why? Rav Chaim Kadievsky? Because we assume that because the fish is alive, the blood in the fish moved around the venom into the whole fish, so the whole fish is usser. Right? Usser kulo, says Rav Chaim Kadievsky, she bechai mispashet ha'eres bekulo. It spreads. So a live fish, the whole fish is usser. Umaliach, the same thing if it's salted. Al yedei malicha mischalchel. The salt carries it into the other areas of the fish, and therefore the whole fish is asur. Mace, no tal makam anoker. But if it's a dead fish, so we assume even if it was bitten, it didn't move, and therefore it just cut off the spot where the bite marks are, and you don't have to be worried that it spread. Reb Yaakov, Aracha, B'Shem, Reb Chiyah, Barba. Avatiach, Shanikar. What if you have some type of melon that got the bite marks? So you assume the melon is juicy inside, and the juice might have carried it. Or the inside of the melon totally collapsed and dissolved, like where the seeds are. So also that's a sign of venom. So usr, that is all usr. Period. Chad barnash. These are the types of agadahs that we have here in Maseches Trumos. Chad barnash aviton malafafon nakor. There was a person that was traveling that had malafafon, some type of vegetable, that had bite marks. And as he was going, he fed people. They wanted a snack. So he fed 10 different people, and guess what? And they all died, right? Because of the bite marks and the venom that was inside. Avris ririn aloi upasakte. What does that lashon mean? So the first, so different pshatim, given. Some say this means, you see from there that it, exactly what we were just talking about. It spread through the whole vegetable. Right, not just where the bite marks are. Avris ririn ilavi. The liquid went inside, upasakte, and went into every piece. And that's what you see from the story, that right, the whole fruit. The Marafolda quotes another pshat that says, no, the people saw that, you know, what this guy did, and what they do, Avru, Ririn, changed the word to Diurin. The people that lived there saw him, and they took care of this guy. Upasakte, they didn't let him, you know, do anything else in his life. Let's just say that. V'chatchol l'shnayim, says the Marafolda. There was a man that hated lamb meat. Right? Imar, Imra is lamb or sheep in Aramaic. So he hated the meat. One time he was eating meat. There was somebody walking by and said to him, "Oh, you know that's lamb meat?" Ve'is kalas. He became totally disgusted. Vameis, and he died. Right, so is there a medical explanation of this? Kasha. But that's what the Marafolda says. Mispanek benafsho. He was so disgusted that he was eating something that he really didn't like. He became disgusted. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, a little differently, he adds in one word, and he kept throwing up until he died. Meaning he was so he couldn't control his disgust, and maybe that was what? Not just that he had a shock, what if what he was eating? He adds in that word, maybe to make it a little more understandable. The Heiki. Similarly, Chamaraya Sharon Bapundakaya. Right, that story had nothing to do with us, but the next one does. The donkey drivers, Chamaraya, were sitting at an inn. Right, they were in an inn, Amrinlan, Havulan Tulufachon Viav. Can you give us some lentils? You know, we're in the mood for some lentils. Viavun, and he gave them lentils. Amrinlan, Havulan Tinan. Can we have more? Viavin, and he gave them seconds. Amrinlan, Kadmaya, Havintavim, and Elaine. They said, oh, the first ones were better than the second ones. Amrin la, Amrin lan, so the host The innkeeper said, they tasted very good because I found a snake spine amongst those lentils that I gave you the first time. Maybe that gave it a good taste. And they heard that, viskalasun v'mesun, and they also, you know, were so disgusted that, that they died. Okay. Ksiv. The pasuk says, as we end off our snake discussion, we don't want to say a snake is so totally bad and we called him a rasha, but once in a while a snake can help you out. The Gemara ends off. Birtzos Hashem darkei ish gam oivav yashlimito. Right, the pasuk in Mishlei, right? Hashem makes it that sometimes even your enemies can help you out. Remeir says it's referring to dogs. Reb Shua ben Levi Omer Zanachaj is referring to snakes. Right, so a story about a dog and a story about a snake. Raya chalbun chalav. One time there was some shepherds and herders that were milking. They were milking their animals. And there was a snake that came and ate from the milk. And there was a dog that saw what was going on, that saw that the snake came and drank and dropped off some venom in the milk. When the shepherds were about to drink from it, he started barking and barking and going crazy. And the master didn't listen. So the dog went himself and basically was Moser Nefesh, drank from the milk and died, and then they saw, right, man's best friend, right here, right, they saw that this would happen, so sometimes even your dog could come and help you out. Some of the Mefarshim, I saw the Rav Yosef Engel, and also the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher on his commentary on the Yerushalmi, talks about why Dafka, quotes stories from elsewhere in Shas, why Rabbi Yishub and Levi Dafka said Nachash, right, because the Nachash is the Malach HaMavetz, and Rav Shubin Levi, remember, didn't die. He stole the knife of the Malach HaMavetz, and he went into Gan Eden, right, Ksuba Zayin Zayin. So maybe that's why he says Nachash, and there's a story about a mayor and a dog. Okay. Chad Barnash Ovet Tum Shachik. One time somebody was making ground garlic go basi in his house. He was grounding up garlic. Vazachivit de Tur Vachimine. There was a mountain snake that came and ate from it. Right, Tur is a mountain. Vavichivit de Bayis Mistakabe. There was a house snake that saw his good friend the mountain snake had taken some from the garlic. Asin b'nei beisaya mechamine. And then the people of the house were about to take from the garlic. Meshra misar serale and afar. So the snake started throwing dirt onto the garlic. Veloz boninun. They didn't to get the message. The kala garmes, what did he do? Begave. He just jumped into the garlic, the snake, so to make sure that they wouldn't eat from it. Chad barnash zomin chad rabban. One time there was a person who invited his Rebbe over to dinner. So imagine this. He put his Rebbe over to dinner. He gave him a nice seat. Vais of Kalba Gabe. And then in the seat right next to him, he put his dog right at the table, right next to his Rebbe. Amarle, bizoyin ani chayev lecha. What a bizyonos. What are you embarrassing me? I get to sit next to the dog. Amarle, Rebbe, tivoni mishalim lei. No. I have tremendous akaras atov for this dog. This dog helped me out a lot. Shavian alon lakarta. What shavian, from the word shavoi, captors and attackers, came into our city. You know, previously, all chad minhon. One of them went ba mintsev itzi. One of them went to. He was about to rape my wife. What happened? The dog came and va'achal beitzav and took care of the guy and you know, made sure he didn't abuse my wife. So I have a lot of hakaras atov for this dog. That's why he gets a seat of covet at the table right next to you. Ad kan mayim gluyim discussion. Tomorrow we get back to issues of truma and tumah v'tahara and chazaka. Back to the world of Lumdus. Okay, we'll stop here.